In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saul was disobedient to God, and as a consequence, he was rejected. He was cast away as king of Israel. Though it took a while for Saul to cease being king of Israel, he was not the anointed of God, but he was. It took a while for him to be killed in battle, as it turned out. And so Samuel, who actually you could tell liked Saul, that's why the Lord said to him, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as king of Israel?" And so God directed Samuel to anoint one of the sons of Jesse of Bethlehem as king to replace Saul. It's very interesting because it wasn't a member of Saul's family. It wasn't even a member of the tribe of Benjamin, but rather of the tribe of Judah. And so Samuel goes, and his cover, as they say in the spy trade, was that he was going to offer sacrifice, and there would be, as was common, when it was not a Holocaust offering, where the entirety of the sacrifice was burnt, there was a sacrificial banquet in which the people would eat parts of the sacrifice, and in that way they would participate in the sacrifice and be part of it and be blessed. So Jesse brings all of his sons except for one, he's the young one, and so he drew the short straw and had to go and tend the sheep. And God rejects all of the other sons, all of the ones who would be great warriors at that point, who looked good, who are tall, who are handsome, because God sees differently than we see, as the scripture tells us. God sees reality, not just appearance. And so when David comes, David is anointed king. It would take a long time for him to be king. And David grows in the service of Saul. And in fact, he is faithful and loyal to Saul, even when Saul tries to kill him. David, as it says, is a good man, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.